Pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Dr. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, should be all godly civics needs to say to us pulpit leaders and the body of Christ. His story must be in everyone's heart. He faced execution, standing for religious liberty in his country. Today, we cast ballots to achieve what Dr. Bonhoeffer stood and died for, and what our one nation under God finally accomplished for his country with more blood. Our one nation under God is under siege, and we, pulpit leaders in the body of Christ, are the only army to save it. Please pray for even a mustard seed of Dr. Bonhoeffer's faith and courage in doing our Abba Father's work for social and religious liberty. Learning in private. The body of Christ's mission is to change people's hearts and minds. Much of the body is shy about personal evangelism for Abba Father because they think they must be the convincer in a debate and fear possible confrontation or rejection. The Nahas Blue faction GL PSYOP has indoctrinated their followers well beyond their opponent being wrong, we the people. We are called evil people. That environment requires love, not condemnation, to penetrate it. Our godly civics mission goal is to convert the Nahas Blue faction victims to our founding principles, WPEG 1787. That means they must realize they were soul-wrenching wrong, and they might feel shame. Our target audience should consume our winning message privately without debate, confrontation, or condemnation. Unraveling a GL PSYOP cannot be debated. We the people must debunk it with the truth served with love. Doing godly civics is nothing more than making one or both civics websites and WPEG 1787 known to everyone and suggesting that people take a look. That is why WPEG 1787 is a standalone message with nothing but levels of agreement or not. It is somewhat analogous to handing out a Holy Bible tract and letting the Holy Spirit do his job, except our mission is go and make godly voters or principled voters. The spirit-human connection, the Nahas B'nai Elohim human, devil-spirit-human, world is crucial to our understanding of real life because believers rarely see nations and despots as the work of the Nahas destroying as many souls as possible. Remember that believers are citizens in heavenly Jerusalem, and the Nahas destroying believers is a big hit to heaven. Our citizenship in heavenly Jerusalem needs much strengthening if we are to succeed. Daniel 10 verse 13 describes a spirit-human structure, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia, spirit, withstood me, angel Gabriel 1 in 20 days, but lo, Michael archangel, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia, humans. Daniel wrote it hundreds of years before it happened. We know Darius, Cyrus, and Artaxerxes became the human kings of Media Persia. The spirit king of Persia, the prince of Persia, is most likely a Ben Elohim, sons of God. The spirit beings our Abba Father assigned to the other nations after the Tower of Babel scatter, Genesis 11. The Nahas commands the spirit, prince of Persia, to thwart our Abba Father's plans on earth. Michael is the archangel coming to help the angel Gabriel explain our Abba Father's prophecy to human Daniel. That prophecy given to Daniel is a Nahas life story, and godly civics opines that believers are supposed to do something with that knowledge today to weaken the Nahas. It does not matter here what the prophecy details are, especially the exact future timing. We already have enough information to know we need to engage against the Nahas. Armor up, stand up, and start swinging the sword of the Spirit. And keep our USA alive as long as possible to get all we can into heaven. Let's look at Matthew 2:16-18 with new eyes. The devil is still trying to kill the seed of Eve. Then Herod, when he saw that the wise men deceived him, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts, from 2 years old and under. Prayerfully, you see the unstated Herod protagonist, the Nahas wrath. The Nahas wrath. Our godly civics goes to great lengths to not condemn but redeem the victims of the Nahas Blue faction GL PSYOP in private. The Nahas drives the Blue faction, our time's Antichrist. Godly civics does not claim end-time wisdom. It just draws attention to the spirit world's involvement. If we ignore the spirit world, our only choice is to condemn the humans, representatives and voters, and many attend our Ekklesia, the sweet-talking Nahas image, in Eden 1.0 can get us killed. Let's look at Revelation 12, verses 11 to 12. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the great dragon was thrown down. The devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, he was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And they, heavenly spirits, have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they, devil and his angels, love not their lives even unto death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. Luke 10, verses 17 to 18 is interesting. The 72 disciples returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He, Yahushua, replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. If Yehoshua told the disciples that he had seen Satan fall, Revelation 12 could not have been in the future. Keep going. Revelation 12, verse 17. And the dragon, Nahas, was enraged at the woman, heavenly Jerusalem, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring believers, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Her offspring is the body of Christ. That is us. And the Nahas evil is behind the Nahas blue faction, and has also infiltrated the red faction. Daniel 7, verse 25. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High. Then the saints shall be given into his hand. When that happened is still debated, but there is no debate that it happened, and the Nahas never stopped his evil attacks on we the people. They got worse. In the last book of the New Testament, which few understand, it tells us the enemy is enraged and is making war against believers. That must be our call for believers to raise their game. But we don't. We maintain the status quo and tune it out. The Nahas managed to finally get the actual head-crushing seed, Yehoshua himself, killed by the Roman Empire. Imagine his thrill. Whoops. Revelation 12, verse 5. She, the woman, heavenly Jerusalem, bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God in his throne. It is easy to see what enraged the Nahas. The seed arose from the dead. Also notice, who is to rule all nations? The Nahas rules all nations today, not Yehoshua yet, and believers have work to do. But the Nahas is enraged today against all believers, and to sit here and do nothing in our lives today makes no sense. Let's look at Revelation 16, verses 13 to 14. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, the Nahas the whole time, out of the mouth of beast, the sea, beast, and the holy Roman Empire that reigned in that time, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, the earth, beast of day. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs that go out to the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. The end is a battle of nations and world governments against our Abba Father and the body of Christ, and we live in a march to that end. Hopefully, you can see the whole picture without all the prophecy timing details.